following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
You own a small business, here's an easy way to get in front of millions of potential customers online. Just do what 2,000 small businesses do every day. Claim your free profile on Manta.com. Like Grandma's Italian Cheesecake in the Bronx, New York. Manta's helped them get found on search engines and smartphones, and sales are up 400%. Claim your free profile now, where small business grows. Manta.com.
It's here.
February 85. $5 foot long.
You heard right. Februenny's on at Subway restaurants. Right now, any regular footlong is a $5 footlong starting at 7 a.m. Even the savory steak and cheese and the Italian BMT made the way you want. Hurry in while Februenny is on.
At Subway.
Prices and participation may vary. Plus tax reputable. Excludes premium sandwiches. Additional charge for extras. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, it's the Doug and Daddy Show.
Lock up the young talent. And with Alex Gordon having his breakout year, you got Hosmer, you got Moustakas. Those three guys have got to be locked up for a long-term deal.
You're tuned in to Central Nebraska's favorite sports talk show.
We review everything that's kind of close when they score a touchdown. Well, how do we not review everything that's kind of close when it's not ruled a touchdown? I don't understand. These idiots in the booth are getting paid a lot of money to mess things up.
Pro, college, high school, they cover it all for you.
Of all the people that can win in golf, if you're not in the top five in tennis, you're just absolutely out.
You always find on the hard courts, Australia and the U.S., where the big boys seem to come through. Now, you play a little bit on the grass, or especially the clay, then all of a sudden you have a clay court specialist.
Let's head to the show right now, only on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Hey, welcome Thursday, Doug and Daddy's Show. Taking up the lunch hour right here on ESPN Radio. Glad to have you along with us. Folks are jam-packed today. Sean Callahan is set to join us real shortly here to get his thoughts on the Nebraska's recruiting class and the signing of 17 scholarship athletes to this class. We'll get his thoughts immediately here. Then we're going to talk to Daryl Morris of UNK, Tony Harper at from Hastings College, and then Stu Pospisil is set to join us to talk about the state high school football schedules that were released, and we'll go from there. We'll go from there, and if you've got thoughts on the recruiting class, you can email us, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com, or call us, 888-455-3776. Nebraska did give Vincent Valentine after the show yesterday. They did not land Andres Pete after the show yesterday. I think that was a huge punch in the stomach for the recruiting class. We'll see what Sean Callahan thinks, how big of a punch in the gut it was for the Husker recruiting class. My initial thought on Andres Pete is it makes me wonder how much he looked at what's going on in the coaching staff, how many people we've developed at the offensive line, and said maybe Stanford's a better fit for me as far as me playing on Sundays. I don't know. That's my thought on Andres Pete. But that's just the way it goes. Sean Callahan joins us from Husker Online. Sean, how are you this morning? Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show again.
Hey, doing good, guys. How you doing?
Well, we're hanging in there. Your immediate reaction to the 17 players Nebraska was able to sign?
Well, it was a good class, but I wrote this today. It almost kind of reminded me of the 2011 season for Nebraska on the field. It had some signature moments, some good wins, but it just... It kind of lacked that great moment to kind of bring it over the top. And I think this class had some good moments, some good guys they got early. They won the Battle of Notre Dame to keep Jordan Westerkamp. They got Greg McMullen early on out of Ohio. They got some really good junior college players in Anderson and Cisse. But it needed maybe that one more thing, whether it was getting Andres Pete late or a Davion Shelton, a couple more guys, I think, down the stretch that could have really brought this thing over the top. And so it kind of had the feel of a 9-4 season. It was a 9-4 type of class, in my opinion.
Sean, I'm going to go back to Andres Pete. My feelings, and I don't know if you heard me or not, saying if I'm a 6'7", 330-pound high school senior wanting to play on Sundays, and of all the hype that Nebraska gives me and sells me on their program, Stanford's doing the same thing. If it's in the end, and I'm looking myself in the mirror saying, of all the people that Barney Cotton's developed on the offensive line that are playing on Sundays, oh, wait, That's one thing Nebraska's been, people have been very, very critical of down there. Maybe Stanford's a better fit for me. Your thoughts?
Yeah, that's kind of what I think, too. I mean, on top of the $55,000 a year education he's going to receive for free, which, I mean, think about that, $55,000 a year to go to Stanford, and you're going to go for free. But look at the track record of Nebraska in general. It has never been a guard-producing or a tackle-producing program. It's always been a guard center. Now, you could say, oh, Carl Nix and Zach Wiegert were tackles. At Nebraska, they were, but in the NFL, they were guards. There has never been an Andres Pete at Nebraska. A true NFL left tackle. I mean, those guys, Lydon Murtha was to an extent, but, you know, he never ended up being great. But there just hasn't been a guy like him very often come to Nebraska, where look at Stanford. They're going to have, I believe, two first-rounders on their line. And then if you look at the offensive line they signed basically the top two tackles in the nation, two of the top guards in the nation, and another guy. I mean, Stanford, clear and away, brought in the best offensive line. I mean, they are going to be a program to be reckoned with, and they're definitely, I think, going to be a good team with or without Andrew Luck here going forward.
Sean Callahan of Husker Online joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio and our TNL Husker Recruiting Update. Of course, you can catch Sean. We had John Tallman on yesterday. John also will be on Big Red Wrap-Up tonight on NET with their recruiting special, so check that out. And Husker Online, you guys got your grades. You have your grades up, the needs that were filled, the needs that were not filled, and the Huskers pick up a whole bunch of walk-ons. A lot of people are touting this as maybe as almost as good as the guys that they got on scholarship, was one of the best walk-on classes of all time.
Yeah, I agree. I think the strategy Nebraska's employed is we're not going to really have to offer in-state guys unless we really, really have to. So they kind of sit back on all these kids. And I think maybe in the Solage or the Osborne eras, a couple of these kids in this walk-on class probably would have got offers. But Nebraska kind of dictates the terms, and they understand that they don't necessarily have to offer a lot of these kids. And without UNO now having football, you know, if they would have went up to Division I, that could have played a factor. And it just worked out really well. I mean, I think a lot of these kids made the decision that they want to be a part of something big rather than playing at the FCS or Division II level.
Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox here. Nate in Minden says, I understand filling empty gaps in the defense, but with an inept offense, why are we not going for top offensive talent? And I'm guessing, Sean, one of the easy answers there is because the coaching staff is pretty much, I mean, Bo's a defensive guy, but your thoughts on that Nate's question there?
Well, I don't think the offense is inept. I mean, I think they return everybody next year. I mean, they've got really good receivers coming back. Kenny Bell, Jamal Turner, Quincy Anunua. They return both their tight ends. They only lose Brandon Kinney and a couple offensive linemen. Rex Burkhead's back. All the young running backs are back. I think this offense on paper next to Michigan is one of the best in the Big Ten coming back. And if Martinez can improve his throwing, or they can figure out a way to get somebody in there that throws it better, I mean, going forward, or, you know, I think these receivers can be really, really good. And Nebraska has as much quickness and athletic ability on offense as a lot of teams in the Big Ten, if not more. And I think that if you look at the defense this year, that was the problem. It was Taylor Martinez only threw two interceptions in the final 7.5 games of the season. It wasn't like he was turning the ball over left and right. I think the defense for Nebraska, they have to get more playmakers because they don't have that elite in Ndamukong Suh or Prince Amukamara or Dennard or David no more. And they've got to find those new guys. And if Bo Pelini doesn't have a defense to work with, that's going to be pretty tough to win football games with because you can't win in this league without a good defense.
Sean, when you look at programs, and specifically in the SEC, I thought they outlawed the over-signing of people. How does Alabama able to sign 28 people?
SEC allows you to over-sign by three. So NCAA maximum is 25, and you're allowed to over-sign by three. The Big Ten allows you to over-sign by three, but they hold you to your scholarship number. So like in Nebraska's case, they only had, I think, 16 available scholarships or somewhere in that range. So the most they could have signed was 19, I believe, maybe 20. I forget what it was. So the SEC, I think, lets you oversign 25 plus 3. The Big Ten makes you oversign only whatever your total number is plus 3. So it's a little bit of a big difference. And now the Big Ten is making their institutions or encouraging them to do the multi-year scholarships, where you're guaranteed your scholarship for 4 years and you can't be cut loose on performance base. And Nebraska's never done that. They don't cut guys for performance-based reasons here very often. It's usually off-the-field type of things. And, you know, we've seen that. You know, guys like Collins Okafor, Lester Ward were here 4 years, never saw down a football. Micah Krekenmeyer's never seen a down a football. In an SEC program, those guys would have been cut loose right away. But at Nebraska, they stick with those kids and honor the commitment. So I don't think that multi-year scholarship is going to really be much of a change for Nebraska in their philosophy.
Okay, so basically, Nick Saban, if you're a junior and you're on the, you're third on the depth chart, he just says, thanks, but no thanks, beat it.
Sure, I mean, it's so many ways. Yeah, they run you. I mean, they – and you can think – you know, Nebraska was doing that bridge program where they were bringing in kids in the summertime. All the walk-ons got their schooling paid for. Well, the SEC was using the bridge program as a tryout system. So they would bring in, like, 35 guys and then cut loose 10 of them at the end of the summer. And that was kind of misusing what that program was supposed to be. So because of that, now Nebraska can't probably do the bridge program anymore. I think the NCAA is going to put a stop to that. And that allowed all those walk-ons to come to summer school for free, live for free, eat for free. It was about a $4,500 value they were getting for free.
Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Be sure to check out the website as part of our TNL Husker recruiting update. I want to go back to the Dent Popper inbox here. Jeff, the former framer in Kearney, says, I know all the talk this recruiting season was how Bo and his staff were going after the big fish and getting in the right homes, schools, etc. And that's great, but still got to finish. And his question is, did they? He says, other than Rose, I say no.
Well, they brought in 19 four- and five-star guys, and they got six of them. I mean, that's not a bad percentage. When you talk about the guys that, I mean, how heavily they were recruited. I mean, they only had 17 guys and six of them were four stars, and they were really, really close to getting a five star. I mean, it's amazing what Andrews Pete would have done. You get Andrews Pete, and we're all talking on this show today how this is the best class Bo Pelini has ever brought in and yada, yada, yada. It's crazy how one guy totally flips the perception, and the former framer guy emailing you is all fired up that the class isn't very good. But, you know, it's still a good class. I mean, Jordan Westerkamp is a very good receiver. He broke Illinois records. I really like Imani Cross. You look at Tommy Armstrong, he only threw three interceptions in, I think, 30 games of high school football over his junior and senior year. I think they like him a lot. I love the group of linebackers they're bringing in. They brought in two solid JUCO guys. The bottom line is they didn't have a big class. I mean, it is 17 kids is the smallest class that I can ever remember in the modern 85 scholarship era. I don't know that officially, but I don't think there's ever been a class smaller than 17 coming into Nebraska before. And there was only 12 seniors going into the year. How are you supposed to bring in any more guys when you only had 12 seniors on the roster?
Well, Nick Saban would have found a way.
Wow.
They did find a way in some ways. I mean, Lester Ward and Collins Okafor are hanging up. I'm not coming back for a fifth year. Josh Williams failed a drug test. JT Kerr got ran for getting like a MIP or something. And I mean, so they did clean up some attrition over the offseason and get rid of some, open up some spots in areas where they could get the number up to 17. Because, I mean, it was looking like it was only going to be a 14, 15-man class for a while. Look at Wisconsin. They only signed 12 guys this year.
Well, so what is that? I guess two things. Is there anybody – we all know that the non-division one, we're going to talk UNK and Hastings here after we talk to you, Sean, and they'll still have kids come in and sign. Is there anybody left that might be – Bo said something about another walk-on, but is anybody else coming in, and what does the low numbers mean for the future when these guys become juniors and seniors?
Well, I think it's balanced itself out where next year they are going to take 23, 24. It'll be a normal class, but – ideally, you'd like to get around 20 every year. You don't want to have to do these really small classes then have a big class. And this class is small because of what happened in 2007. Bill Callahan played a lot of true freshmen. Prince Amukamara, Eric Haig, you know, Niles Paul, Travis Washington. He played a ton of freshmen that final year, and this would have been those kids' fifth year in the program. And I think because those guys didn't redshirt, which they only played in a few games, that kind of threw off the numbers for this year's senior class. Because if those guys all redshirt, it's probably a class of 18, 19 seniors instead of 12, 13. And I think that really threw the number off in the future. And so you can't predict those things, but it's going to be a normal-sized class from here on out. And I think you know, things will balance out as they go forward, but you just can't predict who leaves and what's going to happen here with some of these kids.
Sean, I asked John this yesterday. In your mind, how many don't qualify academically?
Well, Afolava has some work to do, but they're very confident. Leroy Alexander's got to raise his test score a point or two at the most. For the most part, I do think everyone's good to go. And if you look at the history of Nebraska, you can count on one hand the number of players that have not qualified in the last 10 years. Nebraska's academic staff, I mean, they're on the phone with the counselors of the school weekly, checking in, making sure things are on schedule. It's pretty hard if they think that you're going to make it for you not to make it. I mean, you've got to not want to make it. I mean, and because they are on you and they lay a plan down, and if you don't do it, it's on you. And so I don't think, you know, even last year, Charles Jackson, I mean, I think he has a good chance to get in if he raises that ACT score up here over the offseason. We saw it even with Braylon Hurd. So even the guys that don't make it, they still find a way to get him in here a year later.
Okay, Sean, we may not speak with you again and for like a whole 2-3 weeks. It's going to be incredible. He makes his tour through our portion of the world in McCook on the 20th and Kearney Hastings, Grand Island, those three towns, the 21st through the 23rd. We'll talk more about that. You'll have a video of all the kids that are coming in, the walk-ons. You'll take questions. It's a great time. We've done it for a number of years. So my next question is, all right, we're done. Who's next year's kid from this listening area that the Huskers might have an eye on?
Well, I mean, I think in Lincoln there's a few kids right now that you've got to watch. Josh Banderas is definitely, I think, right now the number one kid in the state. Mike Minner Jr. is right there as well. I think those are your 1-2. Lincoln Southeast has a couple of kids, Devin Washington, the running back, and Najee Jackson, the quarterback/athlete. Very impressed with what I've seen from those kids. Other than that,
Sean, you shouldn't have said Mike Minner Jr. Daddy just puked in his cup over there.
Why is that?
I saw the kid. I got Grigsby running through my mind all over again. He's 5'4".
But there's no stirrups. There's no shofts. I mean, kids that had some potential in outstate Nebraska yet.
I have not seen a lot yet. You know, I don't want to toss any names out there because I've got a couple names I'm going to go out and look at, but there isn't a Schaff right now or a kid like that that's going to, you know, garner. Oh, you know, there's a kid in Gothenburg named Dylan Gardner.
Yep.
He's going to get some attention, but I don't know if he had the type of season on film where he just dominated people like he should have to maybe get a scholarship offer. I think he's got a shot. I don't know about Nebraska. Been told he doesn't even want to go to Nebraska, so I don't know where he stands right now, you know, with his process. But he's a, you know, with his size, he's going to get some attention, and he'll go to some camps this summer. But, you know, there's a young kid at Cozad I know that's a good track runner. Is it the Paulson kid? He's still only a sophomore. He's pretty undersized, you know, that I've heard some things about. But I'm sure there'll be a couple kids that will pop up at Grand Island or some of the other programs here as I go out on the road and check them out.
Sean, does Mike Minner Jr. already have offers like Clemson and South Carolina? Is that correct?
Yeah, he's got Kansas, but the thing is, a lot of his offers, I don't know how standing they are at this point. Kansas offered him with Turner Gill, and obviously his dad played for Turner Gill. Clemson offered him with Kevin Steele, and his dad played for Kevin Steele, and Kevin Steele's not there anymore. Purdue offered him, though, in San Antonio, basically, based on what they saw down at that Army Combine. And, you know, South Carolina, I don't know where he stands with them as well. But, you know, I think there's a pretty good chance Nebraska offers him, especially if he comes and does really well at the camp. I mean, he's a really good runner. And he did measure Antoni at 6 foot tall. So he's undersized in weight. But that's not as big of a deal as height. He's a kid that, you know, I think he's a 6 foot tall corner, 5'11 and a half, 6 foot tall in that range.
If you could wear a Minter jersey,
okay.
If you could go retro Minter jersey when you come out and see Tony next time, it would be awesome. It would be awesome. Sean, by the way, Bo's okay, right? Bo's okay after that car wreck last night.
You know, it was one of those deals, I guess, that we've all been a part of where you're driving and the light turns yellow and the person thinks they can go left in the yellow light. And a lady pulled out in front of him when he was going through a yellow light. So thankfully nobody was hurt.
All right, buddy. We'll let you get back to work. We're busy. You're busy. As always, thanks for the expertise. And smile big on TV tonight.
All right. Hey, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Sean. Sean Callahan joining us here with our T&L Husker recruiting update brought to you by T&L Irrigation Systems. Choosing the right recruit for Nebraska can be a difficult decision, but choosing your pivot system, well, with T&L, the choice is simple. The T&L system provides a safe, hassle-free, and reliable hydrostatically powered pivot for continuous movement and even water distribution. Find out how easy the choice is yourself by contacting your nearest T&L dealer. They're all over the place, folks. Or by going online at tlirr.com. T&L Irrigation Systems, proven technology that works.
That's interesting. 5'11 or 6 foot, and apparently he's gotten under a heat lamp since I watched him play Kearney High. Because all I know is Boo McNitt shoved him to the ground. Every time the kid tried to tackle Luke McNitt, who's a great, very fine quarterback, Class A, whatever. Boom, meet ground. Boom, meet ground. Get up, boom, meet ground.
He's fast. We'll be back. Daryl Morris, Tony Harper, join us after this on the Doug and Daddy Show. Plus, we got monster truck tickets to give away. We have got tickets to roller derby to give away. So as we go to this break, let's give away the monster truck tickets, starting with caller 3, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. It's Friday night, Heartland Events Center, Grand Island, monster trucks. Call now.
Hi, it's the Herd. When it comes to sending roses for Valentine's, come on, you only have one shot to truly wow her. Don't settle for less. Order from 1-800-Flowers.com, delivering the highest quality roses, backed, of course, by their 100% smile guarantee. Make a real impression for Valentine's this year, okay? Send roses from 1-800-Flowers.com. Listen, I try to do this at least once a month. You can't just wait for the biggies, but you better deliver on the biggies, baby. You miss Valentine's, you're in trouble. I'm sending 1-800-Flowers.com roses for Valentine's, and you should too. They've got a special limited time offer just for my listeners. This week only, order 18 roses and get a free vase for only $29.99. Plus, for $10 more, you get 6 more roses and a box of chocolate. These are the lowest prices of the season, so you need to lock in now before it's too late. Order now for Valentine's. Don't wait. 1-800-Flowers.com. Go there. Click on the radio mic, upper right corner. Enter Colin. 1-800-Flowers.com, enter Colin. Or you can just call 1-800-Flowers.com and mention my name. You got one shot to wow her, 1-800-Flowers.com.
High school basketball action can be heard today on our network of stations and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Because of the weather, many changes. All four semifinals of the Fort Kearney Conference will be heard today beginning at 3. Amherst Eustis Farnham girls, 4:30 Elm Creek Overton girls. Then the boys at 6 Overton Elm Creek and at 7:30 Loomis Pleasanton. While on Classic Hits 98.9, it's the boys semifinals of the Lou Platt Conference. Ravenna takes on St. Paul at 6:15. Kearney Catholic and Gibbon at 8. It's high school hoops tonight right here in PlatteRiverPreps.com.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Sunday, the New England Patriots and the New York Giants square off for the Vince Lombardi Trophy. Hi, this is Kevin Harlan. Join me and the rest of our Westwood One Dial Global crew from the Subway Fresh broadcast booth in Indianapolis for Super Bowl 46. It's Tom Brady and the Patriots taking on Eli Manning and the Giants. If it's Super Bowl 46, it's right here
on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
A blizzard watch is in effect for our area from Friday afternoon out through the day on Saturday. We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine develop today with a high at 56 as winds turn to the southeast. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Paul Frable. Right now it's 37.
Yeah. Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us here on the program today. 1-888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Jeff, did we get rid of those monster truck tickets?
Yes, we did.
Who's our winner?
Carlton.
Well, he's from Juanita.
Ooh, cool. All right, he's busy. He wrote it down over there. He lost his scrap of paper.
Nice.
Once again, more negative points for you. Tony Harper, Daryl Morris, set to join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show momentarily. Also, the state high school football brackets are out. Brackets, schedules, whatever you want to call them, and we'll get to that with Stu Pospisil here at the end of the show. Nebraska men and women both play tonight. Excuse me. Unfortunately, if this wasn't such a packed week, we'd love to have got more into basketball. A lot of stories here about K.K. Hauser, the Lincoln young lady that played at Southeast, a Gatorade Player of the Year, and she gets to play Nebraska for the first time tonight. This is a year Purdue doesn't come to Lincoln, but it's at Purdue tonight, 6 o'clock. Unfortunately, the Big Ten missed on this one. This is not on television. You've got to go subscribe to BTN.com, but you can hear it on 1230 AM KHS tonight. The men will play at Northwestern, and that's on ESPN2 and The Breeze 94.5. Well, UNK signing a whole bunch of kids, 26 so far, and Daryl Morris joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show to talk about the Loper recruiting class. Coach, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
All right, let's get the elephant out of the room. You guys lost some kids that are walking on at the University of Nebraska, and I guess officially you can't say you lost kids, but I know they were on your radar, some kids that you know that would have helped the program. So for Husker fan, it's a great thing because they're getting some good athletes. For other state colleges around the area, it's not such a great thing. How do you balance that? I'm interested in your thoughts.
Well, you know, Milt Tenerper told me a long time ago that, hey, Daryl, we're not going anywhere, so get used to it. And you do have to get used to it. Obviously, they're a great draw. Their kids grow up in this state, and that's their lifelong dream. I think it's mom and dad's lifelong dream sometimes. But, you know, hey, Danny Woodhead was on the front page of the Omaha World Herald yesterday. He's a small college guy that was on film. Had a ton of yards playing football on Saturdays, and now he's playing in the Super Bowl. Mason Brodeen's the same way. Went to a D2 school, was on the field, was playing, and got recognized, and now he's on the Raiders roster. So, you know, it's a gamble on their part, and 3-4 years down the road, you know, it'd be kind of interesting to go back and just see how many of those kids actually had a collegiate athletic experience when it's all said and done.
What do you tell these young men? Because I assume most of them say, Coach, I've made the decision to go elsewhere, if it's Nebraska or whatever. Do you tell them, hey, our door's always open, or you just say, hey, good luck?
I mean, you always try to. You get to know the kids as they go through the recruiting process, and you have some good old heart-to-heart conversations with them, and you know, you get to know them pretty well and their parents pretty well, and you just got to, hey, it's their decision. You might not like it, but you got to respect it and wish them well, and hopefully it does work out for them. You just know statistically, for the vast majority of them, it does not. So if it doesn't work out for them and they haven't been completely soured on the sport, you would like them to come back and give you a peek.
Daryl Morris, UNK football coach, joins us. Okay, Coach, I think a lot of people want to talk about the quarterbacks in which you signed, but I want to start a different place, an area of concern, a huge concern this whole year, your kicker. You got a damn good one.
We got the best kicker in the state of Nebraska, bar none. The kid can reach out from 57 yards, was his long this year, and he kicked multiple 50-yard field goals in ball games and multiple 40-plus yard field goals in ball games. He kicks the ball through the back of the end zone. So I think there's no question we got the best kicker in the state of Nebraska, and we're very excited about that.
Well, let's go to the quarterback. I know Riker Fife was definitely on the radar. He doesn't come. What about the three that you are bringing in?
Well, you know, you got Sean Flanagan. Sean Flanagan is Tommy Flanagan's brother. Very, very. He's a Flanagan, so that makes him athletic. He can run. He can throw. He can throw on the run, and he's a good football player. He came out of a system that resembles ours. Coach Pinnell at Bear Creek, Colorado, was the same place that Jake Spitzelberger came from, the same place that Zach Pinnell is from. So he's going to be familiar with our style of offense. Sam Brower out of Seward. Very athletic, big kid, can throw left-hander. That's a little weird. But we think that's going to be a fit for us. Also, on film, running the inside zone read, bringing the ball out the back door, making yards with his feet, making all the throws you need him to make. And then Sam Hutzel's a young man we brought in at the semester. Watch him on film. You can get on there on our website and watch him on film in high school and in junior college, and he looks like and plays like Jake Spitzelberger. So I think all three of those young men can be in the mix for our quarterback job. The ones that do not come out of that battle leading the pack are going to get turned into something else, because they're all plenty good athletes to be able to play either on offense or defense.
Darryl, I'll single out some area kids. Just your thoughts on Trey Anderson.
Trey Anderson, I think he was the best football player at Kearney High School. He's the one that fit a need that we had. He's the one we wanted, and we got him. We're excited about that. He's going to be a big kid. He'll hit you. He can block. He can catch. He can run. His dad is a big man, so he was the best football player on their football team that was graduating. And that's the guy that we needed, and we got him, and we're excited about that.
Well, he's quite a bit sharper than his father, too, so I've got that going. we kid because we like you, Kurt. Dexter Becker out of Oxford Southern Valley High School.
Oh, yeah. Sister was a great basketball player here, but you look at that kid. He is 6'4". He played running back. He played defensive end. He's 6'4". He's got broad shoulders. He's young. He's only 17, won't be 18 until later on this month. It's going to be a big man someday. So what we tried to do is we tried to go out and get tall, rangy guys that were nowhere near their potential. They were not towards the development end of their potential, and we just feel like he's got a huge upside.
Tyke Koziel, a damn good one from Sargent.
Very good football player, being an inside linebacker for us. He'll strike you. He can run. He's intelligent. Played a lot of winning football at Sargent. So we're excited to have him in our program as well.
Nick Wentz, Grand Island High School.
Nick Wentz is a guy we went after really, really hard and had to fight off South Dakota U a little bit for him. He is 6'9", and he is every bit of it. When he walks down the high school hallways at Grand Island High School, he has to dip his head every door he goes under. I don't know why the kid don't have knots all over his forehead. But he plays well. He's got good body position. He's another Andy Kearns, who was our starting right tackle. He's bigger than Andy when Andy came out of high school, out of Loveland High School in Colorado. So he can get himself in a pass protection stance. He's got good balance. He's got good feet. He can run. But he plays with his hands out in front of himself when he's playing, and there's a lot of guys that can't do that.
Darryl Morris, head football coach at UNK, with us for just another minute, and I've got so many more questions. First, I noticed and I was told a little bit that you guys, with the flights being out there to Phoenix and the flights being out there to Las Vegas, that it might make it easier to bring some kids in that their parents can see, or that it's easier to get home. And with the travel to the MIAA, that's two questions. A, how much truth is there to that? And B, how is this recruiting into the MIAA please you, or your thoughts on that part?
Well, we did get DeAndre Hughes out of Legacy High School. And again, you can get on the website and watch DeAndre's high school highlight films, and you'll see why we went after him, and we're happy to have him in our football program. He's just going to add more very, very quality depth to the tailback position. He's got good college speed. He can run with power. He can run inside, outside. So he's a quality back, and we got him out of Las Vegas. So we just continue to develop relationships with the coaches in the Las Vegas area as well as the Phoenix metro area, and that will continue to eventually pay off like the Front Range in Colorado has. The MIAA, fellas, is an easy sell. It is an easy sell. Guys, it is the SEC of Division II football. That's not even disputable. And kids know that, and kids do want to play at the highest level that they can. And you tell them you're going to play in the MIAA, and they understand what that means. So we feel like that it's actually brought some kids to our front door that would maybe normally not look at us had we still stayed and we're still a member of the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference.
Darryl, we know from being around you'd like to redshirt all these high school kids. Are there? I mean, just basically, I'm start at the top of Trey Anderson. I mean, immediate redshirt, or do you have plans to play any of these kids?
Yeah, I would like to, because they're going to be better football players the fifth year than they are the first year. The one guy on this list that might not have the luxury of redshirting is obviously going to be Drew Farley. I mean, the kid will probably come in and basically be our starting kicker. So might not be able to do it with Drew. If I can get by with it with the rest of them, we're going to try the best we can. Best laid plans, mice and men. Injuries occur. I had to unredshirt Ricky Trinidad this past year. I unredshirted Rustin Dring his freshman year. We had to unredshirt, a linebacker here a couple years ago, and Kellen Warner. So, sometimes you have to do that. But I still think they're better players when they're 23 than they are when they're 19.
Yeah, that's the case for most people except Daddy. Daryl, offensive coordinator?
I've got that list narrowed down. We've had 30 applicants so far, some highly qualified people. I'm in the process of narrowing that down to about a working list of four guys, and I hope to have some interviews going here sometime the week of the 13th.
Who would be the leading candidate?
besides Doug Duty, that would be you.
Awesome, awesome. Patriots or Giants?
Probably going with the Giants. They're not turning the ball over right now.
All right, buddy. We'll let you get back to work. We'll be in touch. Congratulations. I know there's always more kids coming in, and we'll talk to you soon.
Hey, appreciate it, guys.
Thanks, Coach. UNK head football coach Daryl Morris joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Interesting.
Yeah.
There was a couple interesting comments during that. Daryl Morris. A lot of good kids on that roster. A lot of good kids. So we'll see. We'll see how much they do move in and play for UNK, who has had great success here over the last handful of years as they get ready to go into the MIAA and face some guys. As we said, there's some Kearney kids that are going to Fort Hays. They'll see them, Northwest Missouri State,
yeah.
A lot of those Kansas. But I didn't see a lot of the other Kansas. And then I scanned there just a little bit, Shadron and Wayne. Shadron, I didn't see any big names step out from Nebraska, even Western Nebraska. Did I overlook somebody? Wayne looks like they're doing okay.
Wayne's going to be good because they got some people really banged up this year. I didn't look through the list at Shadron, I guess, Doug, but, yeah, immediately don't see him.
That's
a lot
tough.
Of kids from California on
they
Shadron.
They even got a coach at Shadron?
I don't know that.
Exactly. Now, let's swing over to Hastings College and head coach Tony Harper, who did mention to me the other day that Jordan Brown was walking around without his shirt on campus. Coach, good morning.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Is that a recruiting sell that you can do that?
Well, you know, we try and keep it under wraps, but he's our sealer, and anytime we put him in that Speedo with his shirt off, he gets the deal done.
He thinks they're dog tags, and he's doing the Top Gun deal, doesn't he?
With the old school glasses, yes, sir.
What do you think about your class so far?
Well, you know, like everybody else this time of year, we're really excited. I think we hit on some great individuals. These assistant coaches did a heck of a job of beating the bushes and taking care of some guys in state and then kind of dabbling in some other states. But we're really excited with what we got so far.
Now, one of the headliners right in your backyard, you continue to go back to St. Cecilia. They produced some good ones. Matt Kissinger.
He is a great young man. He comes from a great family. You know, he had that injury a few months ago in basketball. But even when that happened, we never missed a beat with Matt. We're extremely excited to have him. I mean, there was one point this year I went to a playoff game and Matt played receiver. He kicked the ball off, then he punted it. He returned the punt for a touchdown. He is all over the place, and we're very excited to have him.
Obviously, a couple of kids from Hastings High. What do you see in those two young men in Jackson and Trenton?
Well, with those two guys, Jackson Powers, he's, 6'4", 195 pounds, and he looks really good. He's going to work hard. We're excited to have him. Trenton was a two-year starter for Coach Rebarger, and Coach Rebarger loves his guys that can get out and run that football a little bit. So we're excited to see what he can do, too.
Now, the recruiting budget at Hastings is a little different than the University of Nebraska. Okay, you're not flying on private planes out to the San Francisco area to see kickers. How do you get one from San Francisco?
Well, it's called the Ernest Lacayo effect. Mm-hmm. He actually went to CSM. Kenny did, where Ernesto was from, and broke one of Ernesto's records, tied another one, and he trains with him in the off season. And Kenny's a great kid. I mean, he don't look like a normal kicker. He's about 6'1", 205, carries a 3.2 GPA. So Kenny's going to be a special guy.
Hastings College football coach Tony Harper talking Bronco football with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Now, it was well known that you were probably the top recruiter of the staff before you were the head coach. How has that affected you now that you are the head coach? Because I guess when I look at this, there's the three kids from Hastings, but there are no other kids from right around central Nebraska.
Aurora, right?
Well, that you have brought in numerous times.
Aurora, Colorado.
Yeah, you looked at Aurora, Colorado, and Kearney, Missouri. I can't do everything for you, Tony. But I mean, I guess your thoughts, or were they just not there this year?
Well, they're here, and this by no means are we done recruiting. I think what we were able to do as a coaching staff, these guys went out and they got a lot of interest from these guys. They set up a lot, established a lot of relationships with these young men. And we said from day one, we're going to go out and try and find the guys that have the right fit. And we feel like we've done that. You know, sometimes you get a lot from the area, sometimes you don't. They're still out there. We're actually still talking to quite a few, so I don't want to throw any names out there at this point in time. But I think that's kind of part of the college experience as well, going out and getting some guys from different parts of the country. You know, that just it different mentality, different ideas and things like that. But we will continue to hammer this area and try and get the best ones we can.
I was going to say, ideally, you'd like to still add, what, 10 or 15 more kids to come in?
Oh, I tell you what, we're probably looking at about another 20 to 25, to be quite honest with you.
Pay the tuition. That's what it's all about. Coach, what position are you still looking for when you are looking at these kids?
Well, you know, we can never have too many offensive linemen, especially when you graduate. One that's all conference and another one that is all American. We'll still hammer that side of the ball up front with the biggins. We'd like to get another freshman tight end to come in. We graduated two receivers. We've signed a couple. We're still, you know, in the shopping for a couple more there. Linebacker with our scheme in that 3-5. We try and find, you know, we want to bring in about 10 or so of those every year. So that's kind of, we're still hitting every position there is, but now it's not one of those cattle call things. It's the right fit. Will he come in here and fit with what Hastings College is about, Hastings the community and the football program? And so we're kind of just making sure we just get those right guys.
Happy with the quarterback situation right now? I know you got a young one that started, but...
You know, we really are. John has done a great job. That boy's been out there throwing the ball around the past couple days, you know, because we got this heat wave rolling through Nebraska right now. He's been out there doing some 7-on-7 stuff on his own with some of the receivers, which is great to see. You know, we see Matt Overmiller and Kendall Ferguson are out there doing a great bunch of great things. Now, that doesn't mean we'll turn anybody away, but we're really confident and secure with those three guys, but... Competition will always bring out the best, so if somebody pops on our radar, we will go after him.
I also ran into Jacob Jensen. You told him to put the ball down, get his ass to the defensive side of the ball because he kept throwing it to the other team.
You know, I'm a very selfish individual, and if I see a 230-pound quarterback, I'm going to take him when I know he's an all-state free safety. I'm going to steal him from those guys and put him back there. So JJ is running around. I tell you what, he went stride for stride with one of our faster receivers yesterday, I heard. So I think he might be a pleasant surprise for us.
Just a last minute here with Tony Harper of Hastings College. Couple questions. Did you graduate from Carl Albert High School, or how do we get four kids from Oklahoma City?
Well, I tell you what, Coach Holsclaw does a great job down there. And Quincy Johnson was a kid that Coach Holsclaw got out of there last year. He started our last three games. He's just doing a great job up here, and he's got, golly, three, four buddies down there that decided to come up with their parents, check us out. They really liked what they saw. A couple of them turned down some bigger schools to come up here and be with Quincy, and I think they like the snow, you know. I think they're really looking forward to that, so we're excited to have them.
Is that Shamika's dad?
Wow.
No.
And now there's an interesting story, I'm sure, because it was put on the press releases, and we wouldn't normally know this. I'm sure Ed will be over there, have a story on this young man. But out of Verdigre, you've got a kid, Chip Bardos, who was in Kosovo for a year with the Nebraska National Guard. He's been gone. Talk about him and what you're expecting and what he's told you about being overseas.
You know, Chip is a special, special young man. I mean, he was here the year we went to the national playoffs. The following year, he was still here. He got activated, had to go over there and serve his country in Kosovo for over a year. And he wanted to come back. He says, Coach, I'm done with my assignment. Can I come back? Do I have a spot? And I go, Chip, I don't care how many years you got, man. You are always more than welcome to be a part of this program. And the thing is, he's in better shape than anybody we got on the team right now.
Great. And, yeah, that's a great story.
It really is. And, you know, another part of that story is we got that huddle stuff where you can watch film online and it tracks how much film your players are watching, all this stuff. Chip Bartos, who's overseas serving his country, at one point in time had watched more film than coaches and players combined. To me, that's a special young man, and we're glad to have him back.
Well, and he won't.
Either that or he's really bored.
Oh, my. Kosovo women or film of Hastings College. At least he won't mind the heat. Hey, Tony, thanks for the time. Well, we'll catch up with you again, and always appreciate it.
I appreciate the call. Y'all have a good day.
Take care. Tony Harper, head football coach at Hastings College, and, of course, all of our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by our friends at BK, two locations in Kearney, next to Kearney Cinema, and by Walmart at 56th Street and 2nd Avenue, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Check out the BK Toppers. There's one to tempt everyone's taste buds at Burger King. We need to take a break, but let's give away some more tickets. Give away some roller derby tickets. Jeff, you told me we got two different kinds. Tony, we got two different kinds. We got suicide seating.
Well, you want to be in the lap? You want to have them in your lap? That's
just
great.
Just imagine, Jason Witten tackled a cheerleader. It could be role reversal here. Now the ladies can tackle you when they get bumped into suicide seating.
Ivana Shooter, right in the lap.
This is Saturday night at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds Exhibition Building. Gets underway at 7 o'clock. I'm going to give away two pairs of tickets. One suicide, one regular. And all you have to do is call 888-455-ESPN. Jeff's going to give them away to caller 4 and 5. 888-455-ESPN or 888-455-3776. If you'd like to go see the Tri-City Rolling Thunder Saturday night at the Buffalo County Exhibition Building. Back after this.
Hi, it's the Herd. When it comes to sending roses for Valentine's, come on, you only have one shot to truly wow her. Don't settle for less. Order from 1-800-Flowers.com, delivering the highest quality roses, backed, of course, by their 100% smile guarantee. Make a real impression for Valentine's this year, okay? Send roses from 1-800-Flowers.com. Listen, I try to do this at least once a month. You can't just wait for the biggies, but you better deliver on the biggies, baby. You miss Valentine's, you're in trouble. I'm sending 1-800-Flowers.com roses for Valentine's, and you should too. They've got a special limited time offer just for my listeners. This week only, order 18 roses and get a free vase for only $29.99. Plus, for $10 more, you get 6 more roses and a box of chocolate. These are the lowest prices of the season, so you need to lock in now before it's too late. Order now for Valentine's. Don't wait. 1-800-Flowers.com. Go there. Click on the radio mic, upper right corner. Enter Colin. 1-800-Flowers.com, enter Colin. Or you can just call 1-800-Flowers.com and mention my name. You got one shot to wow her, 1-800-Flowers.com.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team. Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th. Cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A blizzard watch is in effect for our area from Friday afternoon out through the day on Saturday. We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine develop today with a high at 56 as winds turn to the southeast. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 37.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Going to get back to your emails here in just a moment. Oh, you might be cooped up inside with all this weather and the Super Bowl coming up. Why not sit and watch it in a comfortable chair on some comfortable furniture, brand new from Bruce Furniture in Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance. If it's in the store today, it can be in your home today. It's next day, same day, whatever day you want it. Free delivery. There's no fine print, no after the sale add-ins or add-ons, because the price of a piece of furniture or mattress is the price you pay at Bruce Furniture. They want you to have your furniture right and fast. Bruce Furniture wants you to have it for the big game, whatever that may be. Whether you're just maybe you're not even into the Super Bowl, then you're not listening to this show. So there it is for you. Bruce Furniture, they take care of it. They move the old furniture out, they move the new furniture in, and it's just right for you. Bruce Furniture, Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance. Let's go to the Debt Popper inbox.
Well, he fires in at Sean Callahan, who we had on earlier. Sorry, Sean.
Who?
Well,
who would do that?
It's our friend Irish Ken.
Oh.
Sorry, Sean. The Huskers did about as good as the Irish did yesterday, and that was not good. You can combine both schools, and you cannot make the top 10. On another subject, if the Huskers have to go on probation, I'd much prefer it be due to school books and supplies rather than to tattoos, cash, or illicit unnamed perks rampant in the Southeast Conference. Irish Ken.
Here's what Adam and Holdridge says. Until we start holding Bo and company accountable for their half-assed six-month-a-year recruiting effort, we should not expect greater results than what we are seeing. I can sum up Bo's recruiting during his time here in one sentence. Failing to plan is planning to fail. Why is everyone doing backflips over this walk-on class? We might get 30% of these kids to ever contribute. These guys are walk-ons for a reason. Vilify me if you want, but it might be time to throw out the, quote, Nebraska way. The top recruiting universities live life in the gray area. That's what it takes to win a title these days. Ask yourself how USC, who is still under sanctions from the NCAA, can bring in what is widely considered as the best class ever. Step up or be left further behind. We are dying a slow death, slowly becoming irrelevant, becoming Notre Dame. Don't believe me? The last time we won a national title, our most recent recruiting class still had training wheels on their bikes. It sickens me. Adam and Holdridge, who typed all of that on his iPhone. Stu Pospisil of the Omaha World Herald joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning, Stuart.
Morning, guys. A lot to talk about, isn't there?
Well, and let's start with the recruiting, because obviously you saw most of these kids that walked out at Nebraska play high school football. How good do you think they are? Can they play and contribute?
You know, guys, I'm going to be perfectly honest. I think football has been in a downward cycle in the state in recent years, and you know, I don't know, aside from maybe Drew Ott, who they really missed out on, you know, in offering a scholarship in the state. We only had four Division I signees yesterday, and they went to Kansas State, Nebraska, which is kind of a legacy scholarship, but Sam Cotton's a very good ball player. He improved tremendously from junior to senior year. Iowa and Ohio. You know, I mean, you don't have a lot of, you know, people coming in here, and I don't know off these all-state teams who they missed. I thought it was one of the weaker years for an all-state team, and I think it proved out this way.
Your thoughts on I'm with the Janovich kid. I've heard he's a monster from Gretna. Your thoughts on him?
He is a monster. He was kind of wavering on, okay, is it football or basketball? And wrestling. tremendous. I'm in basketball mode, guys, because thinking about what could be hitting us this weekend. Very good wrestler, but he was weighing between the two. He might be because of wrestling, a tad lighter than maybe some people wanted him to be, but a very good player. He's could have been at UNK. Nebraska made a late push. And, you know, the one thing you got to wonder is if Nebraska in a normal recruiting year, where they had 22, 23 scholarships to give, if they would have given a couple of these walk-ons a scholarship, or if they were going to ignore them completely as a scholarship athlete. And I think that's something that we got to see in the next year or two, but I'm not sure exactly how much talent we've got coming through the high school pipeline in those years.
We're talking, just like Taylor, we're talking with Stu Pospisil, the prep sports editor of the Omaha World Herald. You got a chat coming up here on Prep Zone in just a little bit, don't you?
I do, and I think we'll be talking a lot about the state football schedules that just got released, probably some recruiting, the weather. I'm saying here on the east side of the state, our two main TV meteorologists can't agree on, you know, where it's going to hit, when it's going to hit, but... Yeah. You know, we're having a little gathering tomorrow night because yours truly hits a milestone next week. And I can bring weather of all kinds when it hits my birthday week.
I was going to say, it's a big weekend because they're celebrating the 20-year anniversary of Bertrand State basketball title. I guess my co-host was on that team. You're turning 60. I mean, it's just, I mean 50. And before we run out of time, let's talk about the football scheduling. What jumped out at you?
Well, you know, I think that the new crew at the NSAA did awfully well for their first year. I don't see a whole lot of glitches. I know that the people in Stars Land with Kearney Catholic, they're not going to have to play the schedule they did to start the year last year. That was one of the first things I looked since I knew I was coming on here. It's considerably better for them.
Well,
you know, they don't
obviously
have St. Cecilia and St. Patrick's the first 2 weeks.
But Stu, obviously a much tougher opening game the next 2 years than St. Cecilia when they play Ord.
Well, you know, Mark Hagee's going to, you know, try and get the Chanticleers back on schedule after a down year. But I'm not sure what's in the Chanticleer pipeline. You could probably tell us better than anybody else.
Yeah, I think the Stars are in pretty good shape. But what else jumped out at you?
Well, how about a early non-district trip for Kearney to play Miller North in the what they call week three, but it's the fourth game. You know, and I think that'll probably be a Thursday night game because of Miller North, or Millard West has a good game that next night against, Millard South. So that's going to be a Thursday night game for the Bearcats. You can pretty much book that right now. Good matchup. Do you guys remember a Kearney-Miller North meeting?
The coaches were telling us that was one that they put on their request list. And for the fans out there, they give you the districts. Then you have up to 10 schools you can put on your request list. And they've played Millard West. They've played Millard South. They have not played Millard North. I don't know if ever. I don't know if they got them in the playoffs or not. I can't remember the arch
tolling. I don't think so.
But this is definitely the first regular season meeting. They wanted to play Millard North. They wanted to play Pius. They assumed they would get Norfolk. So I think they got what they wanted.
Yeah, no, I think it's a good competitive schedule for the Bearcats. I mean, Brandon Cool wants to play good people and have a fair schedule. You know, going Southwest, Miller North, Grand Island, weeks 2, 3, and 4, that's pretty formidable. And Pius is, I don't think Pius is going to be as down as they were last year, and I think that maybe shows that they're continues to be maybe a lessening of the gap between A and B is, you know, like an Elkhorn showed a couple years ago.
Stu, was there anybody when the schedules were released was up and jumping up and down screaming about it?
You know, I checked with Nate Newhouse about an hour ago. You know, he says, you know, you get a couple calls. Oh, you know, why did this happen? Why did that happen? A couple calls from coaches thanking, you know, for what they did get. And, you know, I think something interesting in C1 is that Norfolk Catholic, because they're in a four-team district, needed to get five games. Well, two of the five are going to be against Wahoo and Wahoo Newman.
Ooh.
So, you know, Catholic up there, basically for a lot of years, it's been a one-game regular season for them against Pierce. Well, they're going to have to play a bit to be undefeated this year. You know, not that they can handle it, but, you know, I mean, that's a better test for them. And Boys Town is going to play host to Pierce this year. And Boys Town also gets Wahoo in the non-conference and Newman later. Well, actually, I think they're both non-district games. So I think it's a, you know, C1 especially has given us some good games. Columbus. Some people were hoping that they'd get more Eastern games, but the way that I know the schedule has to work in setting it up is you got to go from west to east because of distance and driving factors. So Columbus got only one team in the eastern part, and that was Omaha Scott and Elkhorn too. They got two of the Bear programs back east. So, you know, I think that's for the drop down, and I think Columbus is going to be in B to stay.
Stu, the best kicker you saw this year was who?
I'd have to say Drew Farley.
That's good enough. Interesting comments on both sides with Spencer Lindsey going to Nebraska and Farley ending up at UNK. By the way, just for the folks out there, the Howells Dodge alignment, they will destroy Allen the first game of the season.
It depends who's coaching that team, too. I mean, you've got two veteran coaches there in Ron Lund and Mike Spears, and Howells and Dodge have a lot of issues going on right now with just trying to get the merger worked out satisfactorily, and it's tough. But if Adams and Philly could come together and form Freeman and coexist, then Howells and Dodge can do the same thing, and Clarkson and Lee can do the same thing, and a lot of these schools could do the same thing because they're going to have to.
There's a couple of them in our backyard that are still the kids are okay, but everybody else doesn't seem to be. So there you go.
I've heard of one place where there's a 50-year-old basketball game that is still in the craw of people. Give it up. I mean, look at your pocketbook. You can't afford to keep all these jurisdictions, and that could include counties and school districts, too. I mean, do we really need 93 counties?
I got to tell my wife that every once in a while, Stu, when she's yelling at me about something that happened 8 years ago. It's time to move on.
Well, but wait, you're going to be reveling this weekend in your glory days.
Well, once again, we brought the snow, so we brought the snow.
That'll keep
you were going to bring the snow job anyway.
There you go.
There it is. All right, there we go. Stewart's got to get to prepzone.com on omahasports.com. Check it out. You can chat with Stu some more on the web. You can check out the high school football schedules that should pop up on the NSA website any minute now, or you can go to our website at ESPNSuperstation.com. Giants or Patriots, Stu?
I got to go with my neighbor, down West Maple here, Mr. Woodhead.
Yeah.
We'll go Patriots here, but I hope it's a good game. It was the last time they played. And, I hope that, there might be one or two commercials you can laugh at this time.
You're the best, Stuart. Have a great day.
You too. See you guys.
See you, Stu. Stu Pospisil, prep sports editor of the Omaha World Herald. Gave away our roller derby tickets. Man, the phone's blowing up for Saturday night. You got some names for me, Jeff? Yeah, there we go. Tom and Matt and Dennis, all from different parts of the world, too. Kearney, Comstock, Gibbon? Is that what that says? No. Oh, Kearney there. Okay. No problem. I got it. I see what you wrote down. Congratulations. And Brandon took home the monster truck that we were trying to get to earlier, and so we got rid of all that. We've got one final break to take. We will run down a few of the local football schedules right after this, including some C&D Week 0 games on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hi, it's The Herd. Expensive legal fees shouldn't stand between you and your New Year's resolution. If you've resolved to finally make that will or living trust to protect your loved ones, go to LegalZoom.com. I did. If this is the year to take control of your finances and start your own business, go to LegalZoom.com. I did. Their step-by-step process makes it simple, and you get total customer support, including attorney help if you need it. Over 2 million people have saved a small fortune by using LegalZoom.com, including many of those who started companies on the Inc. 500 list. Maybe that's why they're so successful. For personal and business documents that have been accepted in courts and government agencies in all 50 states, you can trust LegalZoom. Want more savings? Enter Colin in the referral box at checkout. For a better way to do the law, go to LegalZoom.com. Attorney support provided through independent attorneys available in most states. LegalZoom's not a lawyer, and self-help services are provided at your direction.
When the fish are under the ice, the one thing they find irresistible is wax worms. They love them, even though it gets them in trouble. Ice fishermen, on the other hand, have no trouble buying wax worms and all sorts of live bait at the Boathouse at their new Highway 281 location north of Grand Island. The Boathouse, with all the chubs and grubs and minnows and stinky, crawly, luscious bait the fish can't resist. See the Boathouse north of Grand Island on 281 for repair and used boats, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
It's a super time to update your home now during Menards Super Sale. Save big on paint, lights, doors, cabinets, and much more, including a fantastic selection of top quality flooring. Right now, all attached pad carpet and all laminate flooring are on sale. Choose from many beautiful styles perfect for any room in your home. Plus, 6-month special financing is available. See store for details. Get super deals on flooring during Menards Super Sale.
Save big money at Menards.
After two of the most thrilling wins in franchise history last weekend, the Tri-City Storm head for the land of straw polls and delegate fights, Iowa. But unlike Mitt and Newt, instead of looking for votes, the Storm are counting up standings points. And if it takes a few fights for some flat-out wins over Sioux City Friday and Dubuque on Saturday, they'll take them. Both games are on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Skip Barry has the 6:45 pregame both nights.
A blizzard watch is in effect for our area from Friday afternoon out through the day on Saturday. We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine develop today with a high at 56 as winds turn to the southeast. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Paul Frable. Right now it's 37.
Don't forget, tomorrow we're giving away a pair of tickets to the Miranda Lambert concert in Kearney on Sunday, March 18th. One of the biggest concerts of all time to come to the Viero Events Center. And for your chance to win a pair of tickets, text WIN MIRANDA to 90210. The number you text the message to is 90210. The message you text is WIN MIRANDA. We draw out tomorrow. So text that in, WIN MIRANDA, and text it to 90210. Have the kids do it if you don't know how. It's pretty easy. Miranda Lambert coming to Kearney on March the 18th, Viero Events Center.
I was told that the promoter for this concert, he's co-promoting another tour at the same time throughout the Midwest.
Yeah.
Blake Shelton's one, Miranda Lambert's two. Think that's a little crazy going on all over, touring across the country?
Only when their buses meet. Oh. Today at the Viero Events Center, it is high school basketball, and the tournaments have been moved around, trying to get away from tomorrow night, obviously. Twin Valley right now still going to try and play their boys' games, but start them at 4 with the Kennesaw-Deschler game tomorrow at Kennesaw. And then game number 2 with the Shelton in it at 5:45 tomorrow. But at the Viero Event Center today, the girls will start at 3 o'clock, and all 4 games will be right here on ESPN Radio. So at 3 o'clock today, it'll be Amherst and Eustis Farnham, and then at 4:30, Elm Creek and Overton. The Elm Creek and Overton boys will play at 6, Pleasanton Loomis at 7:30. Again, if someone can't pick up our radio signal on either 1460 or 1550, it's just as easy to click on the computer, PlatteRiverPreps.com, and listen to it live on the stream. Now, for them, they're going to see what the weather does. They may play them all tomorrow. They may play them all Saturday. I know Monday, nobody wants to, but we'll inform you as soon as they make that decision. For the Lou Platt, they have taken Friday out of the equation. The semifinals will be played tonight for the girls in Wood River, Centura Ord at 6:15, Kearney Catholic Ravenna at 8. The boys will be at St. Paul, and that will be Ravenna-St. Paul at 6:15, Kearney Catholic Gibbon at 8. And those boys' games will be on Classic Hits 98.9 this evening. Now, for the Lou Platt, they will try and play either Saturday, all the games, or Monday. If they get pushed back to Monday, the consolation games will be at Wood River. The championship games would be at St. Paul. We will cover the championship games Monday or all 4 on Saturday on Classic Hits 98.9.
Lot going on, and you'll have updates all after. I mean, things are going to change here. If the storm's as bad as they're predicting, we'll have the latest for you right here. Doug will be here 20 hours a day, and that's just the way it goes this time of year when things like this happen. We've been awfully fortunate to have the weather we've had. I mean, it is February after all.
It's time.
It is time.
And then we've got the Super Bowl. It's almost like that's been forgotten about nationally with Peyton Manning's story every single day. And locally, because so many other things are going on. We were going to give you a few of those schedules. By the way, Northwestern's a 6.5-point favorite tonight. Daddy, who you got?
I got Northwestern. Why are they favored by that many? Man. I thought Nebraska was playing really well. I take Northwestern.
Okay, now remember, week 0, what is that, August? Is that the 24th? Talk about something, Tony. Talk about our friends at Midway. I gotta confirm that.
That's all right. Just calm down. I know you got a lot going on. They've got a lot going on right now, whether you're buying a Chevrolet, a Cadillac, Buick, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram. Check them out. If they don't have what you want on the lot, they will find it for you. It will not take them long. They've got people out there. go online, check out what the customers have to say. This is a testimonial they've got. We bought a 2010 Dodge Journey today from Chad. We could not be happier with the service we received from him and everybody at Midway. If you want to have a fun, stress-free car buying experience, go see Chad. He's great. All the salesmen are great. They're waiting for you. It's hassle-free. We tell you about it all the time. See how hassle-free it is. You're in and out of there. New vehicle goes home with you.
Freak Chad out. Go in today and tell him Doug and Daddy said he was great.
You're the best, Chad.
Freak him out. The 24th of August. Way too early to be playing football. That is week zero. Everybody will have had a game in by August the 31st. And I've already seen Kennesaw Pleasanton, but there are a lot of good week one games, whether they're teams that are going to be rated or on the other end of the scale, they're going to be competitive, it would look like. But for Kearney High, these week zero games, all A and B play on week zero. They will open at home against Lincoln Pius the 10th, at Norfolk, home against Southwest, at Millard North, then week four, which is the 11th. The 21st of September. That's the Grand Island game. It's Grand Island at Kearney. Then they play Lincoln High, Fremont, Lincoln North Star, and North Platte. For Grand Island, week zero, they host Lincoln Northeast. Then they go to Lincoln Southwest. Then they host Omaha Westside and Norfolk the next 2 weeks. For Hastings High, in week zero, at Seward, they return home the next game against Northwest. The remainder of their schedule, Alliance, Scottsbluff, Beatrice, Garing, McCook, Lexington, and Holdridge. They go to Alliance and to Garing this year. Remember, if it's a home game this year, it's a away game next year. It's pretty simple. That's why they do it for 2 years. Grand Island Northwest, week zero, they'll host Sydney. Then they're at Hastings and McCook in back-to-back weeks. Adams Central, they open in week one on the 31st of August, hosting Cozad. Followed by Wilbur Claytonia at home, then it's off to Fairbury, and then into district action at Gibbon. For Kearney Catholic, they open at Ord, then they will have home games against St. Paul and Ogallala, travel to Central City, host Minden, go to Cozad, host Chase County, and go to Gothenburg. Grand Island Central Catholic will host Minden in the first game, then go to Columbus Scotus and Milford. Gibbon Wood River, they play in the first week. Just so many of them out there. You can go to our website to look at your school at ESPNSuperstation.com. But those week zero games for classes C and D, where you will play on the 24th and not the 31st.
That practice got to start like the 6th.
Well, then Everybody starts the same time now. Yeah, the first Monday in August. St. Paul at O'Neill. And we know St. Paul's going to roll that up, Jeff. Sutton at Tri-County. Burwell at Ansley-Litchfield. Arapahoe at Franklin. Stapleton-McPherson County will be at Overton. Red Cloud at Wilcox-Hildreth. And Selma-Myrna at South Loop. Pleasanton at Kennesaw. Meridian at Lawrence Nelson. Week zero games. Check them out on our website at ESPNSuperstation.com. Folks, we knew it'd be a long show today, and it's going to be another good one tomorrow. Howard Griffith of the Big Ten Network is going to join us to give us the overall perspective on how recruiting went throughout the Big Ten. Ohio State was one, Michigan two, and Nebraska three from almost every service. And then we'll take a look at how they did in the Big Ten. That's coming up tomorrow. Also, Mike Perenio, Mandalay Bay, the director of the Race and Sportsbook, will join us in the second half of the show tomorrow. Give you some help on your prop bets. Give us his pick for the Super Bowl. And Kearney High boys basketball coach Scott Steinbrook joins us. Hopefully, they get to play Omaha Central Saturday.
Hey, if you're one of those people that comes up to us on the weekend and go, hey, why didn't you ask Mike Perenio? You know what? Send us an email. We'd love to pass along whatever you got for him. We pass along. You want the odds on something we don't talk about normally? That's fine. We'll get them for you live from Mandalay Bay.
And thanks to Daryl Morris and Tony Harper, head coaches at UNK and Hastings College, Sean Callahan of Husker Online, and to Stu Pospisil of the Omaha World Herald. Be safe, folks. We'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.